The people our son has hurt, if he was in his right mind, he would be absolutely devastated at what he has done. But he obviously was not in his right mind and he'd lost touch with reality.
Investigators are looking into whether Michelle Cauchy's son Joel deliberately targeted women as he killed six people on Saturday. Five of them were female. The 40-year-old's family say he'd suffered mental health issues for years. Lord Cameron has urged Israel to be smart as well as tough by not escalating the conflict with Iran. The Foreign Secretary says it should recognise Tehran's aerial bombardment at the weekend as an almost total failure. The unprecedented attack has raised fears about the Israel-Hamas war spiralling into a wider regional conflict. Middle East Programme Director at Chatham House, Sanem Vakil, says Benjamin Netanyahu's government will be weighing up its options.
Whether it should counter-strike and hit Iran directly, or the other option is that Israel takes a moment to reflect on next steps and take a more strategic and maybe gradual approach.
534 people tried to cross the English Channel yesterday, the highest number for a single day so far this year. According to Home Office provisional figures, small boat arrivals in 2024 now total 6,265. Three men have been killed and another's critically injured following a crash in North London. Police were called to a single vehicle accident near Brent Cross shopping centre last night. Strong winds are battering parts of England, Northern Ireland and Wales. A yellow Met Office warning's in place until 10 o'clock tonight. Gusts of up to 55 miles an hour are expected along exposed coastal areas. And US rapper Doja Cat has wrapped up the first weekend of Coachella with a string of surprise appearances. Taylor Swift and her boyfriend Travis Kelce were also spotted at the music festival. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much, Daisy. We're going to talk about Coachella in a second.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, I came into the studio, it was darkness all around, and it was raining and hail. That has now cleared, looking pretty bright, but still got those clouds out there. You've got about a 25% chance of rain, going up to about a 60% chance by 5 o'clock, so you might get a little bit more rain. But then after that, it should be dry overnight. Tomorrow, Tuesday. Again, you might get a few rain showers from about 11 o'clock onwards, about 35% chance, but it could miss us, who knows. But it should be a little bit more brighter tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, we just heard about Coachella. Is it Coachella? I don't know. I think it's where the rich and the famous go. So it's probably somewhere that I won't be going anytime soon. But Damon Albarn from Blur has been there and he's not impressed at all. Now, they were on stage, apparently, doing a 13-song set at the California-based music festival. And they included things like Boys and Bad Girls and One Boys and One Girl. Really good songs. I like Blur. They also brought out some other singers as well, and a tribal singers for the Mojave Desert, where Coachella is held. However, the audience were less than enthusiastic. It was becoming too apparent to the band on stage, which is awful. You know, a band like that anyway. I mean, we've all done gigs that, you know, you're doing and it's quite hard work, or people get up and dance on the last two songs and you're like, oh, God, I've been playing for 3 hours all night. Oh, can you do some more? And you're like, no, we have to finish. You know, it's, we can't do any more. Or the venue says, no, you can't, normally. But you're really tired by that stage. And sometimes people only get up and dance at the last minute. But if you're a named band and you're playing like your classic songs, and then you've got a less than enthusiastic audience. Wow, that's not good. So lead singer Damon was seen looking increasingly irate as he attempted to engage the crowd, but to no avail. He was trying to get them to sing along. And he said, you'll never see us again, so you might as well something sing it. He said he won't be returning to the festival. Clips of the toe-curling moment were soon circulated on social media, which I've not seen yet, with many fans slamming the Coachella crowd, saying they've got the worst vibes and declaring they did not deserve to be graced by the presence of Blur. Yeah, I think it's really kind of people that are a bit up their own, spaces, basically, because Blur have got a lot of fans who would love to come along and see them, and they've obviously done this, and you know, people there are like not joining in. I mean, that's horrible. I mean, why would anybody want to go and do a gig like that? You just got people just looking at you. It doesn't matter how much you get paid. It's about, you know, when you're at a gig, you want the audience to, you know, get involved, especially a band like Blur. How rude. How rude. Not, I'm saying, me and you, the likes of me and you, will not be going there. So we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about that. I think I'll play some Blur for you now, and I'm just trying to find the one I wanted. Oh, no. Murphy and TV. We like that one, don't we? No, we're not playing that one. I'm going to play... Where is it? That's not what the song's called. There's no other way than no other... That was it, wasn't it? Song two? No, it's not that one. Oh, there we go. Park Life. You've got to play this one. How could you not join in with this? Even if you don't like Blur. If I was at a gig and I'm not a massive fan, but I'd be like, oh, Park Life. Oi, oi. You'd be there. Park Life. It's perfect for kicking your legs too. What's wrong with those people at Coachella? Whatever it's called, who cares?
Confidence is a preference for the habitual voyeur of what is known as. A morning suit can be avoided if you take a route straight through what is known as. John Scott Brewer's group, he gets intimidated by the dirty pigeons. They love a bit of him. Who's that couple all marching? You should cut down on your pork life, mate. Get some exercise. Except on Wednesdays when I get rudely awakened by the dustman. I put my trousers on, have a cup of tea, and I think about leaving the house. I feed the pigeons, I sometimes feed the sparrows too. It gives me a sense of enormous well-being. And then I'm happy for the rest of the day. Safe in the knowledge there will always be a bit of my heart devoted to it.
Do. Yeah, I feel like working it out. problem. It's only gonna get worse. I'm in that meditation. Just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body bursts. Let me work it out.
Brown Williams and Miley Cyrus with Doctor Work It Out. Here's Will Young. This is Your Game.
Yeah, yeah, I see you floating it constantly. You're making me feel like you and I could be real. Yeah, but then you're flipping the game. You walk away, you turn your back, baby. Stop treading on me, baby. 'Cause I'm mystified, yeah. And you know I try, baby. I just can't get through to you. Tell me
what you gonna do.
I don't know
what you gonna say.
I ain't sure. Don't seem to respond, baby. Oh, I can't stand all this waiting, 'cause my patience is fading. Pretty soon I'll be gone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's rectify it. You can't deny it, yeah. The way that you feel for me, tell me
what you gonna do.
No!
That is classic Will Young with Your Game. You know, just having a look.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, so just having a look online at the moment. I'm just having a look on Twitter. There is so much negative stuff. I mean, lots, you know what's going on in the world, but I mean, there is just so much. It's really depressing. I mean, I like Twitter. As you know, I like to follow lots of different people, quite a few controversial people as well, because I like to know what's going on and being said and being done. I try and follow equal from left, right, centre, so I'm kind of not far left and far right, but, you know, sort of left, right leaning and then center, so you kind of get an overall kind of just following, you know, people and just seeing what people are saying out there, and different subjects that come up. I don't ever really, I never retweet anything unless it's to do with music. I stay out of politics, and but I do like to look at these things. But the thing is, there's so much dreadful thing. There's so many dreadful things going on in the world. So many dreadful things, just awful. And I've literally just had a flick through Twitter, and I'm like, I'm not going to look at it anymore today. It's too depressing. I don't know. There doesn't seem to be any, I don't know, love and kindness. Everyone's against each other. It's very, you know, you're on one side or you're on the other. You can't be one thing or another. It's dreadful, isn't it? Dreadful. I mean, the majority of people, we don't get involved. We sort of just sit back, don't we, and just like to see what's going on. And then dream about going away somewhere and getting a little bit of sunshine and just shutting our brains off. Not everybody's like that. I know a lot of people that do amazing work for charities in Brentwood, always doing something for charities. And you can get involved in some charity work as well. And in fact, all you need to do is when you go to the supermarket is maybe pick up a couple of extra bits if you can afford to do it. Because over Easter, 153 local people were fed in one session. You also supplied lots of Easter eggs. So there's a lot of children in Brentwood very grateful to have a small treat. But that doesn't stop the poverty and hunger that so many are experiencing. And it's shocking that this is happening in 2024. The Brentwood Food Bank are looking for donations. So they're looking for tinned foods, like, you know, where it may be tinned custard, fruit, tinned tomatoes, tinned spaghetti, tinned salmon, tuna, things like that. Then sugar, maybe some pasta, a jar, sauces, bags of rice, biscuits, coffee. Also things like shampoo, shower gel, deodorants, toothpaste and sanitary towels. All of those, you know, the items that me and you will get and buy shampoo and toothpaste, all adds up if you're doing a weekly shop and you're trying to feed your family. And then to get things like bleach and soap and everything else, or washing powder, is just the stuff that you just can't afford to get. So if you can, you can donate to the Brentwood Food Bank. Have a look on our website, or the www.phoenixfm.com, and you can leave your deliveries with them, and then they will give them out to families in need in the local area. Coming up next, let's have a little bit of love.
Wild men sing, only fools rushing, but I am here falling in love with you.
For Lino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
I've been drinking absinthe. I just did the math. It ain't had enough. I've had enough of running around this board game. You can know your own name. I won't give it up. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you the flying, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. I've been reading notes. Sense of it, ain't no conspiracy that can save me. Living in the moment feels good to me till it hurts, and I need somebody. Am I crazy? Am I foolish? Am I stupid for blame? If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you the flying, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. Take me. I told you the flying, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. If I told you I loved you, would you say that it's... If I told you the flying, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand.
Here is Bernard Rama with Preacher Man. We just heard from Zane, What I Am.
All you ever do is mess it up. All you ever do. I'm not gonna wait until you're done. Pretending you don't need anyone. I'm standing naked. I'm standing naked. I'm not gonna try till you decide. You're ready to swallow all your pride. I'm standing. Till you're gone, 'cause you pretended you don't need anyone. Can't you see that I'm naked?
That is James Arthur standing there naked. There we go. Let me just get the arm on the. Oh, there we go, Michelle. It was. Oh no, what have I done? I'm touching the equipment in the studio and it's failing. Every time I touch her, I'm not as bad as Scott Ross. I mean, things just catch fire when he comes in. But he'll be in the next hour to tell you everything that's coming up on his fantastic show today. Plus, we've got loads more shows coming up. 1, 2, 3 with Scott Ross, as I mentioned, from 1 till 3. Joe Bailey's here bringing you home with local events and the Drive Time show at 3 p.m. Under the Radar with Andy Gardner, presenting 2 hours of current Indian alternative tunes with regular interviews. And tonight, he's going to be talking to artist Luce Rushton. He's going to be playing live in the studio. Then you've got Turn It Up with Vixter, playing 2 hours of electronic dance music to broaden your musical horizons, and he loves to have the webcam on. And then you're finishing off with Cameron Hughes in your house at 10 p.m. tonight. Old school house, funk and soul. So plenty more coming up on Phoenix FM for the rest of the day and for this week as well. Curveballs, you've got Nick talking to Bob Collum, who's a singer-songwriter. He's going to be live in the studio. On Thursday, Joe on Drive is going to be talking to local yoga teacher Michelle Spencer about mindfulness. And bumper to bumper, Gareth's special guest is chart-topping singer-songwriter Frank Turner. Here's Mama Ra with Washout.
I should really get fit, take my vitamins, drink less, buy more houseplants. I should really grow up, get a proper job, but I should that not, yeah. 'Cause the kid I was once is behind me.
Like FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, there's lots of events coming up in Brentwood and the surrounding areas, open for all at Towngate Theatre at Basildon. A very special concert featuring Roderick Williams and Friends, plus the Thames Opera Company Chorus, hosted by Ian Skelly. Starts at 7 p.m. on Saturday the 20th of April, and tickets are £19.50. Concessions are available, and you can find more details on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, a quick look at the traffic and travel. As you know, there were problems earlier. Let's have a little look and see what's happened. Severe delays of 11 minutes and delays easing on the M25 anti-clockwise between Junction 28, the A12, Brentwood Brook Street roundabout, and Junction 27 of the M11, Junction 6. Average speed is down to about 15 mile an hour. That was a problem there earlier, and it's still ongoing. Brook Street roundabout itself is looking fine. A1023, not a problem, and Walsall's Corner running pretty smoothly. Heading down from Brook Street towards Lakeside, there were issues earlier, but that looks like it's cleared a little bit. Let's have a look. One lane is still closed, though. There was a crash yesterday at Junction 30 in lane 3 of 3 on the southwest side after a serious accident just before midnight. The M25 slip roads have all reopened this morning. Traffic is still coping well there, so that's absolutely fine. You do have some temporary traffic lights on the A128 Brentwood Road, both ways near Button Farm, and the A12 is running very nicely as you get up towards the junction for Chelmsford turn off on that A12. Remember, you can't turn off on the first bit because they're doing the roadworks, the road resurfacing works, 40 mile an hour speed restrictions. You go to Gallywood and then all the signposts are there for the centre of Chelmsford. Here's ABBA.
A while ago I heard the sound of children's laughter. Now it's quiet, so I guess they left the park. This wooden bench is getting harder by the hour. The sun is going down, it's getting dark. I realize I'm cold, the rain begins to pour as I watch the windows on the second floor. The lights are on, it's time to go. It's time at last to let him know. So you should, I would. I have learned to cope, and love and hope is why I am here now.
Talk to me and watch me crumble.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank?
Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I just had a bit of a stretch then and cracked my fingers. I hate that. You know, I used to be sat next to people at work and they go, well, if I make feel ill, I can't bear it. I just cracked my own fingers. That's horrible. Don't like it. People do that with their joints, don't they, and their toes and things like that. I painted, my nails done on Friday, my fingernails, and then I had the colour taken off of my toenails and didn't have any other put on. They just took it off and she said, do you want me to cut your toenails? And I looked down and I do have bad eyesight, but I tell you what, my toenails are about an inch long. It's really scary. I mean, like this, on the floor, they must have been. So she cut my toenails. I went, I can't really do them very well. I felt so old saying that. I can't really do them, you know. Anyway, at the weekend, because she cut them so nice and she filed them, and there's no colour, and I love having my toes with colour. I always have my toenails painted. I've always painted my toenails since I was a teenager, and I don't like it when there's no colour on them. I just look horrible. And now I've got old lady feet, so... What a great name for a band. But I've got that, you know, where your nails are a little bit yellowing because of the, you know, just due to age and also due to probably having, polish on your feet all the time. So they look hideous. Hideous. So I attempted yesterday to paint them. I put my foot up, sat on the bed. I put my foot up on the, a little thing I've got there in the bedroom. And I managed to lean over a little bit and paint round the skin and onto most of the toenails. But I looked and I went, oh, this is awful. Because I'm hoping it'll wash off, you see, in the bath. And then the left foot, I was like, I don't know what to do because I'm right-handed. And I managed to sort of like try to lean over to do the left foot. And that was even, I mean, the left foot's terrible. I mean, it just, I don't know. I literally just went dab, dab, dab as best as I could with the leaning to do it. But just horrendous. But I didn't want to spend, you know, 30 quid or whatever it is to have my toenails done. It's nice because they take all the rough skin off, and you do need to look after your feet. It's important you do look after your feet, otherwise they'll go really crusty and horrible. Nobody wants that, you know. Some people have got a real thing about feet. They're like, don't touch my feet. My other sister used to do my mum's toes for her as she got older. She always had painted toenails. And my other sister was like, no, can't do feet. And I was like, but you know, you could, mum might need, and she was like, she can't do it. Some people get that, thing. I've picked that up, that terrible noise I've picked up from somebody. They do it a lot where they're talking about something and they say, oh no, I don't like that, it's and they make that noise. And it's funny the things you pick up from people, isn't it? I do it quite a lot. I make that noise. I do apologize. Here's a Mark Ronson and Mystical with Feel Right.
Calling all cardinals for the Prince of the South. Kill a Gabba Dabba Douche, I just got out. Still rapping, slapping kittens in the grab of my crotch. I'm the artist, the golf artist, the heart as a rock. You gon' mess around and make me knock your fruit juice loose. Banana, your watermelon, and pomegranate too. Rhyming kung fu, that split bamboo. Crowd rocking, ain't no stopping that rapping fool. I've been bad, bro, what you getting mad for? I'm gonna have to light you up. I eat flames up, crap fire out. Make me light my butt. Excuse me, with me, I got a lot of good beef. Hard to have a freaking dollhouse. It's going down to the thing out the frame with my band. Ow! Come on, come on. Feel right in this motherfucker.
Right.
Feel good in this motherfucker.
Right.
My whole hood in this motherfucker.
Right.
And we gon' run this mother for you.
All night.
Feel right in this motherfucker.
Right.
Feel good in this motherfucker.
Right.
My whole hood in this motherfucker.
Right.
And we gon' run this mother for you.
All night.
And we gon' run this mother for you.
All night.
Yeah, we gon' run this mother for you.
All night.
Hey.
Thank you.
trying to pull it out my pocket. Don't nag on the moves, so you're gonna pull it out the socket. It's exercise with thighs and hip muscles. Let's exercise, you're gonna burn some lip muscles. Let the music work your ear muscles. And if it's skinny, then use your little muscles. A bad bag and too bad for these duffels. But blah, blah, can smash when we hustle. Last time you had a knuckle sandwich, huh? When the last time somebody that fucks up off your couldn't handle it. You can't stand it. To make matters worse, you gotta go to the studio with Bruno Mars on another planet. Don't get mad, I'm just saying. Don't believe it cause I'm saying it, believe it cause I'm saying it. I'm doing the rapping and busting. Rossin' on the scratchin' and cutting.
Together this evening, we're gonna go ahead and head over to the after party. We'll see y'all uptown.